Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Sports Fan Face Painter.
Mr. Sports Fan Face Painter.
Unlike Van Gogh or Rembrandt, you use yourself as the canvas. Half yellow, half green, but all heart.
Look at me.
As if weighing 400 pounds didn't call enough attention to yourself, you had to go shirtless and paint yourself bright orange.
I said, look at me.
And you top it all off with a rainbow wig, oversized sunglasses, and absolutely no shame.
No, seriously, I said, look at me.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Sports Fan Face Painter, and know we'll keep cheering for you until we are orange, purple, or blue in the face. Bud Light beer has additional colors.
Back to tonight's coverage of the BGN Invitational Tournament. Here is Space Dominator.
All right, hello again, everybody. We are just about ready to get started with game number 4 of the BGN Invitational Championship Series, with Tibbs now ahead 2-1. In this next game, I will try not to use the word there more than 722 times, like I have in the first 3, but that's okay. Soon as I find out which map Killa has chosen for this game number 4, we'll get it started and we'll have everything going for you so we can give you more exciting action from tonight's BGN Invitational Championship Series. And I guess I'll keep talking since Dust doesn't want to.
I did not know what to talk about. So, what map has been chosen now for from Killa?
That's the decision we're waiting for here. To let our viewers know, Blizzard Gaming Night will be taking place next Friday night. For anybody who doesn't know what Blizzard Gaming Night is, it's an opportunity for you to get to play with the same people that you have seen play tonight, and a few other interesting characters that you'll meet as well. We play such exciting UMS maps like Basketball, or SCV Football, or StarCraft Fortress. All games that help to increase your own skills and speed in the game of StarCraft. Again, once Killa has made his decision for the map, we will get started with game number 4. As a reminder as well, BGN is now on Friday nights. The next edition is next Friday, and then in a couple of weeks later, we'll have another edition as well. So we are just still waiting for the map. And remember, this is a best of 7 series, so we still have another 2 games yet guaranteed. And Killa chooses the map that I projected he would pick for game number 4 in Island Hop, another island map. Not surprisingly. Des, do you have any opinions on the map that Killa has chosen?
Yes, Killa is playing very good on that map. He, as we have seen in game number 2, he knows how to play on island maps, especially on Island Hop. Pacific Tips is surely now a bit frustrated, and if he is going to lose that game, he will be very frustrated, and I really want to know what we'll see in the game, the next game, if Killa is able to win that, because Tibbs will surely try to get his revenge because of that 2 maps.
Yep, the game has been created, and of course, not surprisingly, we have yet another complaint about the map choice. Does that really surprise anybody at this point? Not I, I'll say. But again, I'm just the play-by-play guy. I'm not supposed to have an opinion on anything, so I won't. The game has been created. We are just waiting for Killa Ace to join the game.
Well, Tibbs is just complaining because he's not known to that kind of map, or he usually plays other forms or other kinds of map, like the usual ones, the normal ones, to say. But I think that's a bit unfair because, well, Killa plays this kind of game, so he's more familiar with them. the same way as Tips is familiar with his game map. So, well, Killa is now in the game. I think we have to start soon, very soon. And Tips has now chosen Terran. And we'll see what Killa is going to do.
Alright, game number 4 of the BGN Invitational Championship Final Series on Island Hap is... Island Hap. Island Hop is now underway. Island Hap, for everyone in case you care, is a very good 6-player map that I think will be created in the near future. Pacific Tibbs is going to be in the purple for this game, and Killa Ace will be in the orange. As soon as they tell me where they are, I'll let you guys know where they are on the map. Alright, there we go. My broadcasting partner has allied me, at least. That's important.
What's up with me?
Never mind.
Okay, so we have seen an interesting move from... Tips, or, well, I just want to say who's who. Okay, Killa is Zerg at the 3 o'clock position, and as far as I know, Tips has chosen in the last moment Zerg 2. I hope Killa has seen that he has chosen that, because if he didn't, that could be a very short game maybe for him. Tips hasn't still given any vision to me, so did he give it to you?
And
no, it does not look like. Well, okay, so we see the first Overlord from Killa's moving north. Yes, to the north. Staying now over the sea, seeing nothing. Well, I don't know where Tips is. He should really give us something. Okay, now we see the first assimilator or extractor has been set up for Killa Ace. He's going a very hard tech. I think he will make some mutalisk, or maybe his known hydralisk drop. He's still no other hatchery. Well, he went for very early gas. Nothing to say right now, as we are still waiting, or I'm still waiting for vision from Tibbs.
Tibbs has given me vision. He is located at the top left island in the map there. So at least one of us has vision, that's important. I apologize for my laughing as I'm receiving rude comments from a couple of our listeners out there. Cough, the one from Britain. But, let's take a look here. Killa has a spawning pool building. It's about two-thirds of the way done, while Tibbs is now complete there. Both players have gas up, and they are both mining as well. And there really isn't a lot to say here, except for Tibbs has his Overlord exploring the bottom left island there. Again, I said there. And Killa's got his own Overlord coming back to his own base. And before I say the word there another 20 times, I'm going to hand it back to you.
Okay, both players are upgrading their lair. I see Killa not knowing where he is. I even don't know if he knows that Tibbs is Zerg, as he has chosen his race. The very least possibility to Zerg, and we see hatchery morphing for Tibbs, a second one. And the same for Killa's. Killa's is a bit behind everything. I don't know where the heck did the Overlord came from. Oh, okay, sorry. No, was my fault. Okay, so Tibbs knows that more or less where Killa Ace is, that means that he will be able to send his mutalisks very effectively to that point, while Killa still does not know where his enemy is. Well, if you did not know what race she is, he may... No, he surely won't know yet. He will know in 20 seconds, as the Overlord from Tips is now seeing the main part, the main base, but is retreating immediately in the case that Killer Ace hasn't or does not know what he is or hasn't seen the Overlord yet. So this will be interesting right now. Giving up to you.
Alright, to summarize what both players have at this point, Killer Ace has two of the hatcheries, one of them is upgraded. He has a spire currently building as well. And he also has an evolution chamber. And looking back over at Tibbs has an evolution chamber already built, and it looks like he has a colony that is main there as well. Yes, I said it again. A spore colony is built immediately to the bottom right of where his main hatchery is, and there's one to the top left corner as well. And really, again, not a lot to say, not a lot of action yet. Again, this is an island map, so there isn't going to be a ton of activity until a little bit later on. So I'll hand it back to you.
Now we see a first middleist coming, or going directly to the base of... Yeah, directly to the base of Killer's, while Killer's still does not know what's going on. Okay, we see now Scourges killing one middleist and one other Scourge. Killer has just produced Scourges. That Scourges have killed, I think, an Overlord. And we see... Yeah. There has been killed another Scourge or Mutalisk, I don't know. Killer has a lot of Scourges. And what Overlord has been killed by Tips. Killer still does not know where Tips is. Now he's moving two Scourges to the main base. That means that he will know... I hope he has seen that he's there, because he moves his Scourges now to the south again. And we still see no action. Team Mutalisk coming from Tips. Well, just moving to the right. Now it's... Well, 1 o'clock, like that. And we see four Mutalisk going... Yeah, going to the base of Pacific Tips with one Scourge right now. They will kill... The Mutalists are killing now, or going to kill now, one Overlord from... The Scourge has killed now the Overlord from... One Overlord from Pacific Tips. And there are still two Mutalists in the outer space from Tips. Yeah, beautiful dance move. That's right. We still see no real action. Third hatchery for Tips, and Killer with still just two hatcheries. Looks like a boring Mutalisk war. Killer tried to expand at, well, where is that island? In between the 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock and the 6 o'clock expansion, the drone has been killed now, who wanted to make the extractor. We see five Mutalisks from Tips versus six Mutalisks from Killer Ace. They're just moving in now, killing some overlords there, some scouting overlords. We see the speed overlord, speed has been done for the overlords from Killer Ace, while the overlords from Tibbs are still slowly. And one expansion at 12 o'clock from Tibbs, and one expansion for Killer Ace, where he wanted to expand before, and it is now attacked by Tibbs again. Okay, so giving it to you now.
Basically, what we're seeing these two players doing is playing what they call a game of cat and mouse. They're literally flying back and forth. One of them will attack somebody. The other player will react with their own Mutalisks. Back and forth they've been going here. Tibbs has a group of about four Mutalisks with two Scourges in perfect escort with them. Killa had a group of about eight Mutalisks that are going basically across the middle of the map here as well, joined by a couple others to make the squadron complete. And Killa takes his group of... Well, excuse me. Tibbs takes his group of three. They're flying around trying to see what they can find. And what they find is that Killa has three spore colonies that are basically developed in a triangle formation. One of them right immediately behind the minerals, the other two with the head of both sides of it. You'll also notice as well that Tibbs has that exact same formation, except his are a little closer into the main part of his base versus on the outside of the base. And of course, Tibbs also has a fourth spore colony instead of three. Killa has also decided to expand as well down at the bottom position in the bottom center there at about 6 o'clock. And it looks like Killa has his group of Mutalisks just kind of patrolling around the middle of the map there, seeing if he can find anything to kill. Tibbs has his group of about five Mutalisks flying diagonally towards the bottom right as well, looking for something to do as well. Literally, it's still a game of cat and mouse, except Killa right now has a few more units, so I'd say he's the cat versus Tibbs being the mouse. Back to you.
Yeah, Tibbs is now trying to kill off the expansion from Killa's. While Killa's is now attacking the Mutalisks, that means, he's hurting them very hard. The group of Tibbs has been melted down a bit, at least. But Tibbs has now expansion favor. He has one, while Killa has, well, zero. Now he has, the hatchery has morphed in. But the expansion from Killa has four spore colonies. That means they are safe against the Mutalisks. So, at this point, we can say that Killa Ace has the bigger army, but is yet behind in minerals. But his first expansion, now the second expansion, have been set up. That could be a turning point if nothing hard happens now in the next, well, maybe 5 minutes, as Killa Ace is still just morphing out Mutalisk after Mutalisk after Mutalisk, and on his expansions he's morphing drones and morphing some spore colonies as well as an extractor. We have seen now a trying from Tibbs to kill or to attack the main base, and we see now an expansion being set up at the top right corner of the map. That's a very unsafe place because it's very near from the main base from Killa Ace. Killa Ace is just moving his Mutalisk to the main base from Tibbs, and now moving back again as the Mutalisks are now from Pacific Tibbs are now attacking a spore colony. But his Mutalisks are taking now severe damage from the Mutalisks and from the spore colonies. We see now a lot of Mutalisks from Killa Ace. I don't know, maybe 2.5 groups. Well, Killa has just, well, maybe one group. And Killa Ace is gaining, or is overpowering, is gaining now power. He's sending two overlords with, like, I don't know, 12 Zerglings to the first expansion. That means at the 12 o'clock position. And they are going to attack now. They are no speedlings, but they're going to attack the drones. Now the first spores. While Tibbs tries to attack the expansion at in between the 3 o'clock and the 6 o'clock expansion, right now it looks very bad for Killa Ace, as the main force, the main Mutalisk fleet from Killa Ace is too big. Looks like the turning point right now. I think Killa is going to win that game, as he has killed the first expansion. the second expansion from Tibbs is not yet built good, and his middle speed from Achilles is very, very big. I will see now the upgrade. Well, Tibbs has 1 and Carapace upgrade, while Killer has 0-0. The game is not yet decided, but there is a big advantage, at least for Killer, as his expansion is safe, or his 2 expansion will be safe in some minutes if he's going to morph his creep colonies into sunken colonies, into spore colonies. Oh, a nice move from Killer. He has made the queen spell, I don't know, the slowing down from the mutilist. Yes, and now Pacific Tips is saying GG. And Pacific Tips is complaining about the map again. So GG for me, what do you say now?
Well, one very interesting thing on this map, too, I know this has absolutely very little to do with the game at all, but there were 2 very unique setups of the spore colonies. Where is Zurek when you need a math guy for this? At the 12 o'clock position there, it formed a perfect trapezoid. That was quite impressive, you know. In Killa's expansion there, in between his main base and his second expansion at 6 o'clock, they formed literally a perfect pyramid with the minerals on the top there. Actually, you could describe it as a cone if you wanted to. Again, this is me being a mathematician guy watching StarCraft. Bad combination, I understand that. And as we said, though, however, this series is now tied at 2 games apiece, with Tibbs winning both games on land maps and Killa winning both games on island maps. I'm noticing a pattern. Sorry, again, another math term. I know I'm using too many for this game. People probably shut off this broadcast because they all hate math, right? So... so to conclude, Killa Ace evens up the series at 2 games apiece with a 16-minute, 20-second victory at Island Hop over Pacific Tibbs Ace. Your scores for this fourth game, Killa Ace had a score of 60,401. Tibbs had a score of 38,312. For the fourth straight game, the unit structures and resources scores were all dominated by one player, yet again the winner of this game, Killa Ace. Des, any comments about what you thought about tonight's fourth game?
Well, at first I've thought that Tibbs would make the game, as he has said his expansion earlier, than Killa Ace. But Killa Ace was able to set two expansions up himself, and that turned the favor, as he also used the money to build more mutilists, while Tibbs used his money to build the first early expansion. So I thought that Tibbs would win when I seen the first minutes, as Tibbs has had a small advantage. He has seen where Killer's base is. He was a bit earlier with his mutilist there, and so on. But nice move from Killa Ace. He has made a very good game here.
What would you suggest Tibbs do to win a game on an island map? Clearly right now Killa's dominating him on these island maps. And vice versa, is there anything that you think Killa could do on the land maps to basically take advantage? At this point it's an even series, but both players have won games on their own style of maps. It looks like the series is going to come down to who can win on the other person's style. How can they go about and do that?
Well, I would recommend Killa Ace to make a very cheesy strat in the next game, or, well, maybe in the last game, depends on what is going to happen. I think Pacific Tips is superior to Killa Ace in on usual land maps. And Killa Ace should try to kill Pacific Tips with an unorthodox move. I don't know, maybe some cannon rushing, some gateways in the outer space, something like that. Because I think that Killa Ace is able to win the next Island Map 2. Pacific Clips should maybe... I don't really know how to play on island maps, that's the problem, so I'm asking you, what do you think that Pacific Clips could make to win over Clays on island maps?
To me, there's two major keys to winning on an island map. The first one is positioning. Kill Ace has done an excellent job basically taking the expansions earlier than Tibbs had been for a lot of the time there. And also, simply put, Tibbs is supposed to be known as one of these players that can just produce a ton of units very quickly. Because he's not expanding as quick as he probably should, he's basically hurting himself from producing these units on an island map. And the air control is so vital on it, you know, it's important that he has that control. But if he doesn't have the bases or the resources to be able to produce those units, well, it's basically any advantage that he has from his land games are not going to help him on a map like that. It's all about positioning and economic importance. It's as simple as that. And I have to admit, though, too, Killa did make an excellent move there, basically an excellent finishing move, ensnaring the Mutalisk going back into Tibbs' base. That was an excellent move, as basically they were both just building Mutalisks back and forth. And just for all of you out there, there is more to air maps than just Mutalisks producing back and forth. So, in my opinion, it's just a matter of expanding more and using his advantages a little bit better that he has on those land maps. And also stop complaining about the map, too. I think that's distracting him, personally.
Yes, absolutely right, I think. Or it sounds very right what you're saying. So you mean, first of all, you have to try to gain the air control on an island map, and then trying to expand?
I think that's the best way to go about it. Again, in our second game we had on Dire Straits played yesterday, you really did not see a lot of Corsairs. You didn't see a lot of Scouts. The only units that we saw were those carriers that came out later. Had one of the players, for example, build a couple of Corsairs and try to destroy those shuttlecraft as well, you would have been talking about a totally different game, as those shuttlecraft have been forced to make, you know, quicker moves that you really can't do anything about. So, you know, in my opinion, you know, it's kind of surprising that I haven't seen more of that early on. In this game, it was just Mutalisks versus Mutalisks, and then finally some, just basically a matter of Killa outproducing Tibbs, as simple as that.
Yes, totally agreeing, yes. So, will you open up the next map to see it, or are you going to make some commercials?
Yep, game number 5 will begin in just a quick moment here.
Okay.